From California to Texas, a visit to a Spanish colonial mission is a popular way to see living history. San Javier, on the outskirts of Tucson, Arizona, stands out among the missions. It's not only a great American art treasure, but it's alive with a staggering diversity of people who call this place their own. Hal Cannon and Teresa Jordan of The Open Road recently visited San Javier to see why it attracts so many people.
It's Sunday, 8:15, on a sparkling clear day, as we pull into the mission parking lot. It's full, but the grounds are empty, a sure sign that the morning's first mass has begun. Oh, God, look at that.
Oh,
beautiful.
So beautiful. Boy, the early morning light is just gorgeous on that stucco. Some call this church the White Dove of the Desert, others America's Sistine Chapel. Few people realize that it's located on the Tohono O'odham Reservation. Brilliant and baroque, the mission seems out of place in this dry, dusty desert. Its twin white towers gleam under a sky so blue, it can't possibly be real.
Inside, tourists in sneakers hold hands and pray with Native Americans, who hold hands with wealthy Tucson suburbanites, who hold hands with young Mexican-American girls in white starched dresses. The service is in three languages.
For the first time, we hear the O'odham language. The choir stands in front of a magnificent altar of gold and silver leaf, the serene faces of brightly painted saints and seraphim looking down. At a later mass, a local Hispanic band provides the music. This place is different from other missions, those that stand silently as historical museums. This place is alive with worship. San Javier is central to many of its parishioners' lives. It also touches first-time visitors. In the church courtyard, we meet Kathleen Walker, who's written a book about the mission.
I've had people come up to the table when I'm signing books crying, and they go, "I'm not a Catholic, but there's something here that moves me, and I can't explain it, and it's something that touches people. This is a good place. If there are such things as holy places, this is one of them."
Kathleen is right. We do feel the power of this place. We want to learn more, but everyone is so busy today. Maybe tomorrow things will settle down.
It's Monday morning, 8 a.m., and the place already buzzes with activity. A tour bus is pulling up in the parking lot. Local villagers heat up cauldrons of oil under shade huts preparing to sell fry bread popovers. Young Indian kids in parochial uniforms saunter to the mission school next door.
If you would count from 1 to 10, first in English, then in Ottoman.
1, 2, 3.
The Tohono O'odham language is part of the curriculum here at the mission school. Although large communities of Hispanics and Anglos consider this their parish, it belongs most directly to the tribe.
Jesuit missionaries first came here 300 years ago to convert the Native Americans, and then Franciscans built the church. With Native help, they finished it in 1797 and spared no expense. Jim Griffith is a noted folklorist and lives nearby.
Gold leaf, silver leaf, the colors are the most expensive colors that were available. Gold leaf and silver leaf out here in the end of nowhere?
After Mexico gained independence from Spain, the church abandoned the mission for several decades, but the O'odham continued practicing their religion and kept the church under lock and key, safe from marauding Apaches, treasure-hunting 49ers, and the ravages of time.
So it really is the O'odham villagers who not only built the church in the first place, but have cared for it.
That tradition of caring for the mission continues today.
This chapel here, this is my favorite. This is the East Chapel.
Gabriel Wilson takes us through the church. A member of the O'odham tribe, he apprenticed with professional conservators to learn how to restore the paintings, statues, and metallic leaf. He's now the curator of art here, and we've asked him to show us his handiwork.
I restored this sculpture here, the statue.
We're standing under a statue of Mary as the Immaculate Conception. Her hands crossed at her chest, she gazes down serenely from her gilded alcove. More than 200 years of soot, dust, and grime had severely damaged her, and cleaning the statue was a spiritual experience for Gabriel.
Inside me, you know, I was, you know, praying, let me do this, you know, for you. This was a personal experience for me, you know, having to do this with my hands, you know, actually cleaning it off. Yeah. You know, it was very humbling.
As we continue our tour, Gabriel points out subtle details. Little cherubs playing violins, rabbits, snakes, and mice, a serpentine sash tying the entire interior together. It's easy to be transported back in time here.
I imagine hearing the tribal language, you know, and then talking to with each other, you know, and you could hear maybe working up here and laughing, you know. Makes me wonder, you know, what they were thinking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because of the historical connection with this place and this church, do you think this work would feel the same if you were working in some other church, or is it a particular honor to be here in this church?
There's more honor to it because of my roots were here, and this church was built for us here. And I'm very grateful to be the one that been chosen to do that, you know.
Gabriel says he'll care for the art in this church for the rest of his life. His young son often comes along when he works, and Gabriel looks forward to training him in restoration, along with other members of his tribe.
With an overlay of Spanish Baroque and Latino devotion, buses of sun-stunned farmers from Michigan, a school teeming with pure energy, marginally contained by nuns, this place works all at once as a church, a museum, school, and community center. But at the core, it is the desert people, the Aden, who built this place and have continued to nurture it over the generations. When the last bus has left and the parking lot is empty, these people will still be here. From the open road, I'm Hal Cannon with Teresa Jordan for The Savvy Traveler.